Hi, this is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous S Project. Today we have two stories for you. The first is written by a formerly prospective parent, and the second is written by a partner of a sperm donor. The first is titled, Change of Heart. I'm a married woman of 12 years and have been unable to conceive. 4 years into our marriage, I received a diagnosis of endometriosis. Laparoscopic surgery and Clomid, I hoped, would lead to pregnancy. No pregnancy occurred, much to my heartbreak. Another more extensive laparoscopic surgery was tried 2 years later. Again, no baby emerged. We decided against in vitro fertilization and artificial insemination. Instead, we started to look into adoption. Eventually, we decided on embryo adoption, in part because I would be able to carry the baby and give birth. We went to a fertility clinic that had an embryo donation program. After a year and a half, we picked an embryo with plans to transfer the embryo into my womb. Then the doubts started to bubble up. How can you take part in giving life to a child that you know will love you? How can you take part in giving life to a child that you know you will love so much, and yet inflict on them a pain you will not be able to undo? The pain of being separated from their genetic family. The pain of being separated from their genetic family. The pain of being separated from their genetic family, and therefore not knowing their true identity. How would you feel if you were created in such a way? I toyed with the idea of not revealing the truth of how they were conceived. By pretending they were our genetic child. But that felt even more wrong. I couldn't live a lie like that. I worried the child would come to resent us for inflicting this emotional trauma upon them. It haunted me that I basically was choosing my emotional need to be a mother over the child's emotional need to know their identity. In the end, after tearfully sharing my feelings with my husband, I made the difficult decision to not go through with the transfer. My conscience just wouldn't let me be at peace about it. It was hard to walk away from what may have been... It was hard to walk away from what may have been the only opportunity I'll have to be a mother. But my conscience rests now. I'm at peace. I sincerely sympathize with people who want to be parents but can't through the conventional way. But I also sympathize with the children that are conceived by donor eggs and sperm. They are people too. And their feelings should be taken into consideration. Our second story for today is entitled, My husband wants to be a sperm donor. My husband and I met and married when we were very young. We never had other romantic partners, and have been together many years now. We have 5 children. By chance, I discovered that my husband was secretly communicating with multiple women, offering to help them make babies. He was filled by joy and excitement at the prospect. But it has devastated me. My sense of self has been rocked. I am the mother of his children. All his children. I don't want to share that distinction with another woman, or multiple women. I want him all for myself. It hurt me that in his marketing material, he used our children's academic success as proof that he has good sperm, and he used our long monogamous marriage as proof that his sperm is safe. It felt like an extra betrayal that he was using our family to entice other women to choose him. He believes that since he would only use artificial insemination, it wouldn't be a betrayal at all. It also shocks me that he would consider creating a child and then abandoning it. He has always been such a loving and engaged father to our children. How could he shut his heart off to his own flesh and blood? I thought we knew each other so well, but now nothing seems certain. He sees this as a way to help childless couples, and insists the resulting child wouldn't be his. I can't see it as anything but his child with another woman. I can't see it as anything but his child with another woman. My husband never got to the point of meeting with the would-be recipients. And now has promised to move forward unless I change my mind to embrace his... And now has promised not to move forward unless I change my mind to embrace this process. He is very sad that he has let down the recipients. I'm grateful for his promise to not create a child. But I'm wounded by his desire to be a donor. I'm having trouble rebuilding trust in our relationship. I'm worried that his desire to be a donor will break our marriage. Those are all of our stories for today. I just want to thank all of you sincerely for writing in and for being brave enough to share your journeys with us. We very much appreciate it and we value your perspective. I will see you guys a few Mondays from now. This is Hattie Hart. This is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous S Project. This is Hattie Hart with the Anonymous S Project. With the Anonymous S Project.